Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Once again, a public row has broken out between the Department of Health and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. The reason for the row? The HSE is once again not meeting its financial targets, and this time in relation to savings targeted under the Haddington Road Agreement. The detail of this is contained in an unpublished consultants' report commissioned by the HSE, which our health policy analyst Sarah Burke has had sight of. What does it say?
This report details what Haddington Road, and just to recap, Haddington Road is the successor to the Croke Park Agreement that was hotly being negotiated this time last year, trying to get a further billion savings out of the public sector on top of previous savings between now and 2016. And
two-fifths of that was to come from health.
I think 40% was to come from health, so 400 million of the 1 billion, which
two-fifths,
is
40%.
Oh, sorry.
Health is her strength, not math.
Not fractions, obviously. Yes, apologies. Yes. So this was 400 million, was basic ballpark, was to come out of health. And this report, there was heated negotiations between public expenditure and health as to whether this was possible. And eventually the HSE commissioned this report to see what is it possible to take out of health, and particularly where would this come from. And Haddington Road negotiated a whole range of savings money, many of what listeners will have felt was through pay cuts, but also through cuts to overtime and allowances, through more flexible working arrangements, but also getting a longer working week out of some workers who weren't already working a 39-hour week.
So of the 398 million that health was supposed to deliver, how much does this report say they're going to deliver? What's the shortfall and why?
Well, it says that 212 million will be delivered, which is 53%. So this leaves a whopping 186 million short. And remember, it's only April of the year. And it, in a way, it's a quite an interesting report because it explains some of the complexity of what's going on in health. But also at the heart of this isn't just the pay cuts. In a way, it's easy to work out how many reduced workers there will be on reduced pay and what are the savings there. At the heart of this is the 5 million additional hours in health that are meant to free up overtime, that are meant to reduce the agency bill. And PA have, the consultancy firm who've done this piece of work, have done an enormous piece of work because they've gathered for the first time how many of the extra hours of 100,000 workers can deliver and where these hours are going. And it finds, interestingly, that pretty much all of these hours will be delivered this year, but they're not resulting in cash savings. So that's your why question, Philip. And the reason for that, they say, is multifold. They say that the health service is increasingly, that a smaller health service with a smaller budget is meeting the needs of more and more people who are sicker and older and a growing population. It is also saying that much of the additional hours for Haddington Road are making up for the staff that have left the system. So this increased push of staff out of the system.
So savings in hours are being made, but they're gobbled up by the moratorium.
They're saying they will deliver the 5 million hours, but also they're saying some of them hours are lost to the HSE has to eventually implement the European Working Time Directive. So say there's very few. There are additional medical hours going in, but they're just making up for the hours that are coming out.
So just as they're saved, they're being spent again and there's no cash being generated.
Yeah, and another point the report makes, and this was a point at another report published today or in the Department of Health, that the HSE is increasingly find it hard to fill posts. So even though 1,000, 1,500 posts were sanctioned last year, the HSE couldn't fill them. So again, those additional productivity hours are making up for their inability to fill posts, which again is connected to lower pay, harder terms and conditions. And one big area where this is evident is one of the big savings was in agency costs. So agencies are people brought in at the last minute to staff an emergency department or a hospital theatre because of you have to have certain people in there to carry out your activities. And this was meant to be eliminated. And what we saw last year was that the agency bill went up from 215 million to 260 million.
why did they sign up for 400 million when they knew, and Tony O'Brien said quite publicly, we're not going to be able to make all of this, when they knew that the figure was going to be about half of that? Or did they sign up to it?
Well, I spent the afternoon on the blower asking many people on many sides this question. Minister Howlin was out on The Week in Politics on Sunday, and his line, backed up today by public expenditure and reform, is these savings were worked out line for line and agreed by the health leaders, and the HSE has to deliver on it. But I think there's an interesting story here in that this 398 million figure was negotiated twice. The first set of negotiations was the Haddington Road negotiations, and I talked to people around the table today who weren't necessarily, so there were union people who weren't necessarily on the side of health or PR. And they said that health were flagging very early on that 5 million additional hours in health doesn't necessarily transfer into
212 cash. Sorry, 186 million cash.
Yes, for many, many reasons.
Which you just outlined, yeah. Okay.
Exactly. But also, interestingly, the report finds, and again, it's obvious, that it was much easier for places to produce cash savings if you were a large hospital. So the biggest teaching hospitals, which have an enormous pool of staff. So therefore, if every one of them gives an extra hour, that does help produce increased productivity and savings. But if you're, and that's a 24/7 service, but a lot of health services aren't 24/7 and a lot of them are much smaller. And so they are saying that the original sum was always opposed by health and that it was imposed upon them by public expenditure reform. And then if we go to December, where there was this very public showdown in relation to the budget, in relation to this medical card probity sum, this 113 million, and there was huge public tensions in relation to that. And I was saying to health, why did you accept an upping of your Haddington Road savings? And then they were going, we didn't accept it. So you could read that as once again, it was posed on them and potentially as sort of punishment for the perceived lack of credibility from finance and public expenditure
proposals. So that boils down to two very distinct and opposing versions of events here. You have Minister Howlin saying it was agreed, and not only was it agreed line by line. They signed up to it, and you now saying that health is saying, no, we never agreed to it.
Well, they did agree to it, but if you look, say, at the HSE service plan, which is a document in the public domain, in the first couple of pages of it, there is about, and interestingly, the figure practically matches the PA shortfall, the 186 million, where basically they're saying these aspects of the budget are parked, are centrally located, because we're not sure we can deliver them. So it was a heated standoff that remains.
OK. Nonetheless, though, the health service is managing to do more with less, but it's just not saving the cash, is essentially what you're saying. So where do they go from here? Because they're going to need that cash. Are we going to need another supplementary budget towards the end of the year?
Well, the public, and Brendan Howlin was very clear on this on Sunday. He said their line is the HSE has to work harder to get these savings. And the report does recommend an implementation plan for Haddington Road, which raises the question that why on earth wasn't there an implementation plan drafted last May or June? Why did it take a year to develop? But the options to deal with this 186 million shortfall are a supplementary budget either now or later in the year. Public expenditure or finance are very reluctant to give out supplementary budgets early in the year because that sets a precedent, they would think. They could go back and negotiate further efficiencies with staff. I think that's very unlikely. It was very hard to get Haddington Road. I don't think anyone wants to open it up again, in particular the Labour Relations Commission, or else it results in cuts or closures to further services or cuts to staff. And also I think that's politically very difficult to be done. And this figure doesn't include the 113 million that was parked over medical card probity, which again Tony O'Brien said wasn't realisable. It doesn't include the inevitable hospital.
So not only is there 186, but there's another 111 to add to that.
Well, that was sort of parked as well, yeah. That was disagreed of whether
this
it could
is
be achieved.
A very big car park.
Not to mind the hospital overruns, which happen year on year. And then I was talking to one union representative today who was saying they represent residential care workers and they're meant to introduce the European Working Time Directive to them. And currently there's 5,000 residential care workers working a 63-hour week, which is contrary. So that would cause money. Just to make one point, though, Philip, when I present this in material internationally, people are reeling that 3 billion and 12,000 staff has come out of the health budget in 5 years, and it's still standing, and it's still actually providing more care to more people with fewer staff and less money. So it seems a big heated political argument over 200 or 300 million, but on the scale of the amount of money that's come out of health, I'm not sure. I think perhaps it's reasonable for there to be, if it's there, a supplementary budget for health during the course of the year.
That's an interesting bit of context. Sarah Burke, thank you very much. We'll take a break.